Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Daytime highs approaching 83 today under sunny skies with a slight chance for showers. Northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently 63.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. The Kansas University Medical System says that they are working on trying to help out rural communities across the state of Kansas when it comes to maternal health, as they say that that type of health care is a high priority.
Central West, Northwest area in Kansas has, sparsely located facilities, of which a growing number are struggling with providing enough surgical care. You know, a lot of times in rural communities is that you may be providing OB care 1 minute and you may not be providing OB care the next. So one aspect of the funds are to make sure or to train up the staff in what we call advanced life support in obstetrics so that you're prepared and ready to anything that walks in the door.
That was Karen Wise, the director for research for the Kansas Center for Rural Health, where they say they are set to get grant money that will be used to help teach hospital employees how to better take care of patients who are pregnant.
We want to see you in your perfect ride. We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Hey guys, it's Morgan, and I'm here to tell you, if you're in the market for a new vehicle, Midwest Kia is the place to be. We'll be celebrating the Kia Summer Sales Event all month long. To get into the summer spirit, Midwest Kia is announcing the 100K giveaway. We will discount every new car on the lot for a total of $100,000 in discounts. These discounts can be combined with all rebates and incentives, including new Kias that are marked with a summer sticker and extra discounts up to $1,500. Our team will be celebrating the summer sticker sales event each week with a new theme and the goal of moving our entire new car inventory this month. Remember, every new Kia comes with the industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty and our simple, transparent, and fast car buying experience. Come celebrate the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event with the 100K giveaway all month long at Midwest Kia and see why people are singing.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
The state of Kansas has officially added new locations across the state as historical locations through the Kansas State Historical Society. As KSNT News reports that according to the social media post by the Kansas State Historical Society, they have added 11 new historic venues in the state, including the Pearl Opera House in Wabanchee County, the Transcontinental Airway Beacon located in Harper County, the Junior Office and Commanding Office Quarters in Fort Dodge in Ford County, the Corbin Education Center at Wichita State University in Sedgwick County, the Toy Baptist Church in Franklin County, the Prairie Oil and Gas Company Building in Montgomery County, the 9th Street Missionary Baptist in Douglas County, the Sturtevant Hardware Building in Neosho County, the Mount Vernon Cemetery in Atchison County, the McClelland Hotel in Sedgwick County, and the Biles Brothers Block in Crawford County. According to the association, all of them have also been nominated as the additions to the National Register of Historic Places nationwide. Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Duzine Enterprises has been laying floors all over our area since 1962. That's miles and miles of carpet, laminate, tile, hardwood, and vinyl. And they are so good at it that their schedule is filling up fast. So while good things come to those who wait, if you have a remodel or a new construction project in your near future, you should probably get on their schedule today. So call 785-325-2379. That's 785-325-2379. Duzine Enterprises in Washington. Why would you go anywhere else? Financing available.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I am Felix Johns, and troopers with the Nebraska State Patrol have arrested 47 impaired drivers so far this summer during the statewide Make It Click campaign. The campaign ran from May 20th through June 2nd, and during the effort, troopers and dispatchers worked overtime to keep Nebraska roadways safe as travel ramped up around the Memorial Day weekend. Troopers also issued 955 citations for speeding, 40 not wearing a seatbelt, 12 for improper child restraint, 87 for driving under a suspended license, 24 for having an open alcohol container, and 21 for minor in possession of alcohol. The Global Food Solutions Company, AGI, will be closing down its Grand Island plant as the company is introducing new galvanized steel standards for its North America market, which led to the decision to close the Grand Island plant that mainly produced 2.66-inch steel bins. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Through every season and every storm, the professionals at Eaton Roofing and Exteriors are the ones to call for all your roofing needs. Now celebrating 30 years in business, you'll appreciate the many years of experience and industry knowledge the Eaton Roofing sales and service representatives bring to your home. Visit EatonRoofing.com.
Your hometown roofing company.
Call Eaton Roofing today at 785-266-6060.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Primary election races are set in Marshall County following Monday's filing deadline. Previously announced, James Leese will challenge incumbent Tim Ackerman for county sheriff, and Mike Vermitten will challenge incumbent Angela Heckey for district magistrate judge. For county commissioner, 2nd District incumbent Fritz Blaske of Blue Rapids will be opposed by Clayton Dick and Greg Meyer, both of Waterville, while 3rd District incumbent Keith Bramhall of Vermilion faces a challenge from Austin Klein of Frankfort. David Wilbrandt filed for re-election as Washington County Commissioner and will be challenged in the August primary by Arthur Schottel, who has also filed for the 2nd District seat. An ethics complaint against State Representative John Epley of Atchison was filed this week by State Representative Randy Garber of Sabetha. The complaint raises numerous questions about concerns with Epley's financial reports and will require the Kansas Department of Governmental Ethics Commission to investigate the complaint. Epley has filed for State Senate District 1 and is to face incumbent Dennis Pyle of Hiawatha. Garber withdrew his re-election bid for the Kansas House in an announcement earlier this week. The 1st Senate District includes Nemahaw and a portion of Marshall County, among others. Marshall County Community Band will begin their summer concert series Thursday evening, continuing Thursdays through July 18th, beginning at 7:30 p.m. in the Kester Museum Gardens, downtown Marysville. Lawn chairs are encouraged. Several downtown businesses will feature extended hours and specials in store this Thursday to kick off the series. As well, Marysville Chamber and Main Street will host tours of the 2nd and 3rd floors of the Kester Block commercial buildings on Broadway from 5 until 7:30, meeting in the alley behind. The city is negotiating with developers seeking ideas for updating the properties, including the former Masonic Lodge on the 3rd floor of the Kester Block. Sam Wymore Days kick off Friday with a flea market and vendor fair, running noon to 7 Friday, 7 a.m. until dark Saturday, and Sunday beginning at 8 a.m. in the Arbor State Park. Friday night block party downtown, 6 until 9 p.m., includes kids' games, bounce house, a mechanical bull, and food trucks. Saturday activities include a pancake feed, parade at 10:30, chicken barbecue, free swimming at the Aquatic Center in Wymore. The museums will be open, plus other activities include a parking lot party at J&M Liquor with a live band beginning at 5, and Movies Under the Stars Saturday night at the park at 9. Seneca Downtown Impact will host a museum fest this Saturday with free admission to all 5 museums from 10 to 2, including the Pony Express and Fire Department, Temple of Honor, Historic Jail and Residence, and Hand Dug Well. A craft fair and merchant specials downtown featured 10 to 3, and the 2nd Saturday live music series continues with John DePew from 1 to 3. Full details online at comeseeseneca.com. 5th Annual Vermilion Car Show is Saturday, running 9 to 2 with registration 8 to 10 for cars, trucks, antique tractors, and motorcycles. Each entry receives a homemade pie with awards as well at 1:30. On-site concessions with the Friends of Vermilion from 7:30 till 3, plus a new class this year for Best Pedal Tractor and Best Pedal Car. For details, contact Tress Jacobson at 785-313-3500. Vermilion Car Show Saturday, 9 to 2. Gage County Sheriff's Office looking for a missing juvenile, 16-year-old Olivia Hoyt, missing from the Rockford area. If you know where she is or have seen her outside Gage County, contact local law enforcement to report her location. If you have other information as to her whereabouts, contact the Gage County Sheriff's Office. 16-year-old Olivia Hoyt, 5'2", 117 pounds, blue eyes, brown or reddish hair. It's unknown who she might be with. She's been entered as a missing juvenile. The National Center for Missing and Exploited Children has been advised. Seeking the whereabouts of 16-year-old Olivia Hoyt, missing from Gage County. David E. Taylor, age 70, of Blue Rapids, passed away Monday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at the Blue Rapids United Methodist Church, burial in the Prospect Hill Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, noon until 8, at the Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for David Taylor. Richard D. Smith, age 63, of Topeka, passed away May 23rd. Memorial service June 17th, 11 a.m. at the Meriden United Methodist Church, with burial to follow at the Marysville City Cemetery. Kinsley's in charge of local arrangements for Richard Smith. Jack D. Welch, age 95, of Frankfort, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Saturday, 11 a.m. at Frankfort United Methodist Church. Burial in the Frankfort Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 4 until 8. Family will see friends Friday from 5 until 7 at the Padden Funeral Chapel in Frankfort, in charge of arrangements for Jack Welch. Joseph M. Ferris, age 46, of Frankfort, passed away June 1st at his home. Services pending with the Padden Funeral Chapel in charge for Joseph Ferris. Dwayne L. Sonny Repke, age 82, of Waterville, passed away Wednesday. Funeral arrangements pending with the Christy Anders Funeral Home in charge for Dwayne Sonny Repke.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing and is excited to introduce a tablet banking app. Simply search UBT Tablet in the App Store and download. Enjoy banking on your tablet from anywhere. It's a mobile-fast world, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank for your future. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Marysville Chamber and Main Street invite all to discover downtown Marysville this Thursday evening. At 6 p.m., join in the ribbon cutting for Simple Pleasures and Treasures with MSC Boutique at 905 Broadway. Shop late and enjoy the nightlife of downtown Marysville, as many businesses will be open late with specials and sales. Tour the historic Kester House restaurant and the second and third stories of many of the historical commercial buildings on the 900 block of Broadway, including the old Masonic Lodge. All while the Marshall County Community Band kicks off their Emerald Season in the Kester House Gardens at 7:30. Discover all the new that is happening in downtown Marysville this Thursday evening.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Mostly sunny today with our highs in the lower to mid 80s. Clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Sunny and a bit warmer into Friday with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. And showers and thunderstorms are likely into Friday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the lower to mid 60s. Showers and thunderstorms are likely early on Saturday, then partly sunny with our highs in the upper 70s and mid 80s. Then more rain may continue into Saturday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Still some rain may linger early Sunday, then sunshine with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Then mostly clear skies throughout Sunday night with our lows in the mid to upper 50s. Still sunny as we head into Monday with our highs in the mid to upper 70s and staying clear throughout Monday night with our lows in the mid to upper 50s. Mostly sunny skies into Tuesday with our highs in the lower to mid 80s, then a slight chance for some rain showers throughout Tuesday night, otherwise clear with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Then more rain may linger early on Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early June 83, record high on this date 106. The average low 62, the record low 40. With sunset this evening 8:51, sunrise in the morning at 6:01. Few rounds of pop-up showers across the area early this morning. It's 64 degrees with sunshine this hour. Radar still indicating a few lines of scattered showers, maybe an embedded thunderstorm or two. Concordia down south-southeast toward Manhattan. Lighter scattered pop-up showers off toward Topeka. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 6th of June. KNDY News Time, 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Don't wait around to book catering for your next event. Whether it be a wedding, family, or company get-together, let Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville serve you. Pulled pork, honeyed hams, roast beef, whatever makes your taste buds happy. Dates are filling fast, so contact Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville, your catering headquarters.
From ABC Sports, This is Rich Cantu. The NBA Finals tip off tonight. The Celtics hosting the Mavericks in Game 1. Celts star and Eastern Conference Finals MVP Jaylen Brown says,
I think this is a special group. I really do. The core group of it has been here for a few years now. We've been able to go through the experiences of having success but not having success at the same time. So I think that to solidify it, the ultimate goal is to get over the hump and win.
Meanwhile, for the Mavericks, West Finals MVP Luka Doncic said he's excited for the first finals appearance in his young career.
First time here. Hopefully it's not the last time. But never take it for granted. You never know if you're going to come back. So just enjoy the experience.
Tip off tonight at 8:30 Eastern on ABC. Baseball now. The Yankees made it 7 straight wins, dispatching the Twins 9-5. Mike Tick-Tockman launched a solo walk-off home run to give the Cubs a 7-6 win over the White Sox. A's over the Mariners 2-1, and the Angels topped the Padres 3-2. French Open women's action. Newly minted world number 2 Coco Gauff takes on top seed and defending champ Iga Świątek in the semis this morning. The two previously faced off in the final of the same competition 2 years ago, where the latter took home the Suzanne Lunglund Trophy.
She's obviously number one in the world, and she won this tournament three times already. And I think for me, I'm just going in with it with confidence.
Gauff on Tuesday talking about facing Świątek again, adding she's not placing any pressure on herself ahead of the match.
I'm just going to go in and just try to win, and I have nothing to lose. All the pressure's on her.
The match scheduled for 9 a.m. Eastern. Then it's unseeded 17-year-old Mira Andreeva tangling with 12th-ranked Jasmine Paolini at 11 a.m. Eastern. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I think my battery's dead.
With free battery testing and charging, we can help you get back on the road.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
So what if I need a new one?
We have the right Duralast battery for you, only at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
And what about my old battery?
We can recycle it right here at America's number one battery destination.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
With Wendy's new $3 English muffin deal, you can get your choice of a sausage or bacon, egg, and cheese English muffin with small seasoned potatoes.
And with all that for just $3, it really is a proper breakfast, wouldn't you say? Huh? With a light and fluffy toasted English muffin and crispy seasoned potatoes. Go on, Catherine, give it a go.
Okay. Jolly good morning.
Ah, close, love. Grab a proper breakfast with Wendy's new $3 English muffin deal for a limited time.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Select a request English muffin deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte or combo orders. Single item at regular price. Prices are higher in Alaska.
Fasten those seatbelts and strap on in for another exhilarating night of racing this Friday at the Beatrice Speedway. Racing IMCA Hobby Stock, Modified, Sports Mod, Stock Car, and Compacts. Settle in as the Modified Light Class will be tearing up the track. Hot laps start at 7 p.m. with the green flag flying at 7:30. Let's go racing this Friday night at the Beatrice Speedway. Information and schedule online at beatricespeedway.com.
The annual 8-man All-Star Games are Saturday in Beloit with the Division II kickoff around 1:30. Broadcast live on KNDY FM 95.5 and including standouts Grant Bussing, Sawyer Dieters, and Grady Bussing of Axtell, Wyatt Keller and Brock Armstrong of Frankfurt, Levi Griffith from Hanover, and Gavin Turk of Lynn. Pre-game show this Saturday at 1, 8-man All-Star Football live on KNDY FM 95.5, streaming at KNDYRadio.com. And on our free mobile app as well.
From ABC News Wall Street Now, tech stocks helped to push the broader market to record highs Wednesday as new data suggests an easing labor market could move the Fed to cut interest rates as early as September. The S&P rose nearly 1.2%. The NASDAQ composite soared 2%. The Dow Jones added a modest 96 points to end the session at 38,807. That same rally pushed the market valuation of chipmaker NVIDIA past $3 trillion, and it's taken Apple's spot as the world's second most valuable company. As Boeing's Starliner races toward the International Space Station with two astronauts on board, rival SpaceX plans the fourth launch of its Starship rocket from South Texas. No crew will be on board. Your summertime cookout will set you back more than it did last year. The average sirloin steak is going for $11.66 per pound. Ground beef now is tipping the scale at $5.24 a pound on average. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
From now until June 10th, grab your end-of-season flowers with Barbara's Farms next to Sonic in Marysville. Get ready to display hanging baskets, buy one, get one free, or take advantage of their box sale. From four packs to potted flowers, fit all you can in a box for only $15. Stop in any day of the week from now until June 10th at Barbara's Farm next to Sonic in Marysville.
Sam Wymore Days include a flea market and vendor fair Friday evening, Saturday, and Sunday morning at the Arbor State Park. Friday night block party downtown 6 until 9 includes kids' games, bounce house, mechanical bull, and food trucks. Saturday morning starts with a pancake feed, 7:30 till 9 at the community center. Parades at 10:30. Van's Chicken Barbecue serves 11:30 till 1. Free swim at the Wymore Aquatic Center Saturday noon till 8. Johnson Cabin, Railroad Museum, Welsh Heritage Center, and the Old Schoolhouse open 12:30 till 3:30, plus a garden tractor pull, cornhole tournament, scavenger hunt, and more. A parking lot party with a live band at 5 at G&M Liquor Saturday in Wymore.
Get ready to rock with the J&M Liquor parking lot party at Sam Wymore Days this Saturday in Wymore. At 5 p.m., the beer garden opens. The Snack and Wagon will be back again this year. And performing at 9:30, Lucas Minor. Rock out along Highway 77 with the J&M Liquor parking lot party this Saturday in Wymore.
Good Thursday morning. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest market update here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, before we get this Thursday day of trade underway, now June 6th of 2024, let's first get you a quick recap on how things finished up yesterday. Maybe give you a little preview of today as we dive through the overnight pre-trading session as well. But yesterday, pretty easy recap. It was lower across the board. Volatile trading in the livestock, eventually red all the way through. And volatile low numbers in the grain, especially the wheat market. Yesterday, though, in the livestock, June live cattle down 40 cents at 181.77. August down 57 at 177.87. Triple digit losses for the feeder cattle markets. The August contract loses $1.20 at 254.82. September down $1.40 to 256.20. And hogs were lower. June lean hogs down 60 cents at 92.10. July to 92.20. That was $1.72 in the red. As mentioned, it was a lower day in the grains yesterday, especially the wheat market. And if I were to give a quick prediction, probably continued pressure today in the wheat market. However, through the overnight session, we're seeing very minimal recovery. Chicago spring Kansas City wheat all with a 1 or 2 cent gain. July Kansas City wheat through the overnight pre-trading session up a penny at 677 and a quarter. September to 692, that's up 1.5. Corn's higher through the overnight session after slight gain or losses yesterday, rather. July corn up 5 3/4 to 445. September to 451, that's up 5 1/4 cent. And the oats market was double digit lower yesterday. July up 5 1/4 to 357 3/4. Soybeans were also lower yesterday. However, just a bit of recovery early on. July soybeans of 5 3/4 at 11.83. August of 6 at 11.80 1/4 cent. July soy meal up 180 to 361.30. And soy oil up 72 points at 43.85. Looks like the row crops today will most likely have some minimal gains, but does look like a positive day on tap with continued pressure in the wheat, if I were going to give a quick prediction. Into the metals here this morning, we see gold up 470 at 23.58.80. Silver up 36 to $30.43 per ounce.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. The upcoming Cattle U Conference allows people involved in beef production to come together and discuss industry-relevant topics in Manhattan, Kansas. K-State Extension cow-calf specialist Jason Warner explains what the Cattle U Conference entails and its target audience.
The Cattle U program is a great opportunity for folks to engage with each other and pick up some really good practical and usable information that's going to be very applicable to beef cattle operations. And so, yeah, so it's the Cattle U event, which will be held here in Manhattan, the Hilton Garden Inn, on Tuesday, June 25th. Some of the sessions may be a little bit more geared towards the cow-calf segment of the industry, but certainly when you think about the broad topics that we have at this program, if you're involved in beef cattle production, I think there's certainly going to be something that you can take away.
He discusses a few of the events on the program schedule.
We have a really balanced schedule and an outline of topics that are going to be presented at this year's meeting, and we're really excited about it. A unique aspect of the program this year is that in conjunction with High Plains Journal, K-State Research and Extension is helping to put this program on, along with Certified Angus Beef and Sysco Foods. And a unique aspect of this program is that we'll have a beef quality assurance training and certification portion of the program that'll be held during one of the morning sessions. And so that will allow producers and participants to have an opportunity to either obtain certification for the first time if they've not already done so, or else renew or update their certification if they need to do that. And really, the goal of that session is to help highlight the importance of why we have the Beef Quality Assurance Program and the value that it brings for increasing beef demand and creating value throughout all segments of the production chain.
Warner relays registration details for the Cattle U Conference.
Registration is currently open for the program, and so you can register by going online to cattleu.net, and there's additional information on the program and the detailed agenda and schedule for the day is all there, as well as additional information is available at our K-State Beef Extension website, ksubeef.org, and again, this program is free to attend. There's no cost for either the program or for the lunch. We do ask, though, that folks register in advance to help with meal planning and a meal count.
That was Jason Warner, Kansas State University Extension cow-calf specialist, on the Cattle U Conference that's being held in Manhattan, Kansas on Tuesday, June 25th. Registration is open for the event at www.cattleu.net. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
No sale today at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. They're on their summer schedule every other week and will feature a dairy influence sale next Thursday, June 13th. For additional information, give the Seal Barn a call, 562-5691. Contact any of their fieldmen for upcoming sales and consignments at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. More details online. Go to their website, marysvillelivestock.com. 64 sunshine breaking out after a cloudy overcast overnight with some pop-up showers. Another few sprinkles in our rain gauge this morning. A few light scattered showers still indicated to our south, but those will likely dissipate early on.
Their reputation for being silent and dull is perhaps the most undeserved in the animal kingdom. It's a bovine appreciation edition of the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, June 6th, the 158th day of the year. American Revolution hero Nathan Hale was born on this day, and in 1944, the D-Day invasion of Europe began on the beaches of Normandy. Placid and dull, a common misconception many of us have about cows. In some ways, cows have senses that are more highly developed than ours. Their wide-set eyes give them a broad range of vision, a real panoramic view of the world around them. Their ears, usually focused on the horizon, can pinpoint sounds from a great distance. And their sense of smell is among the best in the animal kingdom. Cows can identify odors from 5 to 6 miles away. A few things to ponder next time you pass by a field of seemingly oblivious cudgeurs. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Wymore Insurance is celebrating Sam Wymore Days and wants everyone to grab your friends and family and come join in on all the fun. Don't miss out on the mouth-watering food, parade, ball tournaments, and so much more. There are exciting activities for all ages to start June 7th from your friends at Wymore Insurance. Diane's Dresses Etc. is looking forward to seeing everyone at the Sam Wymore Days starting June 7th through the 9th. There will be fun for the whole family, including a parade, dunking booth, and a flea market. From Diane's Dresses Etc. in Wymore, helping you sparkle for less. Mark your calendars for June 7th and join Main Street Hair Design for the annual Sam Wymore Days. There will be something for everyone, and this year's theme is Under the Big Top. Bring the whole family from the Main Street Hair Design Salon in Wymore, a full-service salon offering haircuts, perms, colors, and waxes.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. Basketball season may be a ways away for college basketball in the 2024 and 25 basketball season. However, Wichita State University has announced that they will be playing the Kansas State Wildcats this upcoming season, and they'll be playing it in Wichita at the Roundhouse. KSN News reports that according to the statement, it will be done at Coke Arena and is scheduled for December 21st, and it will be the second time that the two teams have officially faced off. As the last round, the Wildcats ended up pulling out the victory over the Wichita State Shockers at T-Mobile Center in Kansas City. The game marks the first time since 2002 since Kansas State has made their appearance in Wichita. In other news, it was an odd separation for the Kansas City Royals, having a day off yesterday, but being back at it for game number two against the Cleveland Guardians on the road with first pitch with a midday game at 12:10. They lost game one of the series on Tuesday with an 8-5 loss. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Marysville Senior Legion baseball team split a doubleheader hosting Corning Wednesday, winning the opener 8-3, falling in the nightcap 10-2. Evening the season record at 4-4. Next action Friday, 8 p.m. at Tri-County, with a doubleheader at Hiawatha Sunday afternoon. Recapping the recent Catbackers tour stop in Marysville, former MHS and KSU great Jack Bloomer caught up with Wyatt Thompson and Jerome Tang. Today, the tables turn as Rhett Williams, a KNDY intern year before last as a senior at MHS, talks with Jack Bloomer, now a Marysville banker, KSU alum, and Catbacker supporter.
I'm here with Jack Bloomer, Pony Express Catbacker Committee member. So, Jack, after all these years as a Kansas State student-athlete, what is it like being on the alumni side this year?
Yeah, it's different. You know, I haven't had much time to be an alumni yet because I'm so fresh out of the game, but, you know, it's different being an alumni just from the fact that I'm not the athlete anymore. You know, I'll attend games this fall in the stands just like everybody else, and I'm perfectly fine with that. I'm actually excited to see it from a different perspective and watch my former teammates and coaches go compete on Saturdays. Being an alumni is different. It certainly makes me feel a little older, but, you know, I'm looking forward to the fall and all the other sports that Kansas State has to offer, and I'm just looking forward to watching as a fan for once. All is well right now with being an alum.
That's good stuff. What is the next event coming up for the local Catbacker Club?
Yeah, so this year, Pony Express Catbackers is putting on a golf tournament at Marysville Country Club on June 14th, which is a Friday. We currently have the field full with teams, and so we'll host that golf tournament on June 14th. And then afterwards, there will be a silent auction as well, open to everyone who wants to come, and that will be after the golf has been concluded. There will be some really cool auction items there, different signature type related stuff, miniature helmets, posters, and then some really neat experiences as well. Things such as the Harley Day, you can buy a ticket to get into that. You can be an honorary coach for different sports, things of that nature. So there's some really cool stuff that's being offered this year at the Marysville Country Club after the golf tournament on June 14th. So we're looking forward to it. And if you're interested in anything K-State, come on out.
With that golf tournament, if you're not able to attend it, can you show up for the raffle and the auction?
Yep, you can. It's open to anybody who's a K-State fan. And even if you're not, you know, if you want to bring your kids, bring them on out. It's open to anybody and everybody, regardless if you're playing or not playing in the golf tournament. So come on out and have some fun.
Last but not least here, Jack, do you have any favorite memories as a past Catbacker?
As a past Catbacker, you know, it's different for me because I've never been on a Catbacker committee per se, but I have been on the Catbackers tour as an athlete before. 2 years ago, I went on the western swing of the tour to places such as Scott City, Dodge City, Colby, Kansas. So we were way out there, and that was a unique experience for sure. It was different. There were places that definitely got more rowdier than others, but that's what made it fun. And, you know, it's really fun when you have teammates and coaches there who you can bond with and have a good time with. And, you know, some of my favorite memories were just riding the bus, honestly, and talking to all those guys and meeting different people at different sports. And yeah, it was a good time. I'll never forget it. And I would do it again in a heartbeat.
That's all I got for you, Jack. Appreciate it.
K-State fans, All-American Ayoka Lee and the Wildcats are ready to defend Bramlage again this season.
Rejected by Lee, but triple team still score and one.
Secure your 2024-25 K-State women's basketball season tickets now to see your preseason top 15 Cats.
It is a sold-out crowd. It's electric in here.
order or renew your K-State women's basketball season tickets today by calling 1-800-221-CATS or visiting kstatesports.com. Go Cats!
Kansas State baseball airs on AM 1570, FM 94.1 this Friday and Saturday as Super Regional action starts. Friday, first pitch of 5:30 with a Saturday start time of 1:30. K-State baseball airing exclusively on your home for K-State sports, KNDY AM 1570 and FM 94.1.
KNDY.